Okay, so let's go back to Chaf Gimel. So Yotze. So he goes through the first instances. Okay, about the is about a guf, right? The guf leaves from the place where it's resting, and whether it's a live object, whether it's an inanimate object or a living being. You still have the same lashon of yitzia, and we were discussing last week a little bit what's the ikar of the idea of yitzia. But basically, it's some kind of a it's relative to its makom. It's a moving away. It's a leaving from the makom. It doesn't matter if it's it doesn't necessarily imply das or anything like that. But like it's not limited to Baha'i, but. It denotes, it describes the emptying out of a place. Okay, so then he says, you have from there to the idea of his of by the non-physical. From there is borrowed l'hofa'as davar she'eino guf klal. Slightly different translations, but l'hofa'as davar she'eino guf klal, let's take the three instances. Hadavar yotza mi. Okay, so that is a directive. That's like a mitzvah, right? The thing went out from the mouth of the king, so that means an edict of sorts. Okay, ki yetze devar malka. That sounds more like a rumor, like the story will get out. Okay. Both of those he calls hispashtus hadavar, and then ki mitzion teitze Torah. It's also a non-physical spreading out, and kayotzi bozeh hashemesh yotza al haaretz hofoas haor. So those are the four instances he has of yitzia by the non-physical. The thing went out from the king. But that's like an edict, I think, right? Or a it gets out, ki yetzei devar malka, it'll get out, and Torah leaves from Sion, and the Shemesh goes out on the earth. But the last one he says is not talking about the Shemesh itself, because that's a physical thing. It's talking about the spreading out of the light. Okay. So yes, but Rabbi now tries to categorize. He always likes to try to categorize these things. So he says like this: Inyan shehevi rav in this mashal azos beis psukim midibur umimelech. The first two psukim have to do with dibur and a king. Amar hadavar yatsa mipiamelech ki yetsi dvar malka. So those are the first two. Veviachar king yitzias hashemesh. I'm not sure why he skips the Torah one. Hashemesh yotza al haaretz. Vomar Rav, Posuk ha'acharon hazeh, v'chein hashemesh yotza al haaretz. Okay. In other words, he's a super medactic in the Rambam, right? The Rambam, of course, he says the way he introduces the Shemesh one is v'chein hashemesh yotza al haaretz. Some kind of a further, not exactly the same. Similar to what we're saying before. Okay. Meaning what? He says the reason is that the Yetziah of the Dibor eino ki Yetziah HaShemesh, not exactly the same as the previous, you know, the Yetziah by the Shemesh Pasuk is not the same as the Yeshiva by the other Pasuk. Although Yetziah HaShemesh eino kain, I'm sorry, ki Yetziah HaDibor hu al ha-mitzvah she-nemar she-yetzi mipi ha-melech kishi-yetzaveh davar. I'm not sure why, what about the second one? Anyway, although Yetziah HaShemesh ain't okay, maybe he's going through each one. Ki-hi ha-ro-os ha-or v'spashtus nitzutzo. So it's not the same as the first pasuk, at least, of the call. The first one is it's going out by directive. Second one is just spreading. The light is just spreading. With Nezek, they lichlo shneim Omar Rav v'husha laharos inyan she'eino guf. That's his opening line. Laharos inyan she'eino guf.
Because when you see it's man of By the Shemesh, it's manifest afterwards.
Right.
By the Dibor, it's not met. The Dibor itself isn't manifest after it goes down.
He says, right, he says, that's Kolel, the Dibor, and the Nitzus Hashem, Hashem Roshi. The Hivdil B'nei Kvashem Omar, V'chein Hashem Hashias HaLaretz. Kvom HaRoos HaOr, Ki HaRishon Hu HaRoos HaMitzvah, V'Hasheni HaRoos HaOr. So, I want to say that they both come L'Hofas Dovar She'eno Guf Klal. The first two, I guess the first three, the first one is the Yetzei Ki Hadavar Yotza Mipi HaMelech. Although that wasn't a directive, really. That's what we discussed
No.
last time. Which
Yeah, God was
pasuk does
cautious. I'm not calling you
he have?
Babaya. Was the
Was
Dover.
that the pasuk?
Yeah,
Yeah.
wasn't it T-Boy?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure where he's going with this. Or ki Yetzei Dvar HaMalka. It's also not a tzivoy. Yeah, I'm not sure what he means by that. I'm sure he's making of this. Sounds like he's a little off the mark on this one.
Yeah, doesn't it just mean that not that once it went out, it's not like it's out. It's
But
not
I
like you can
guess it
see it out.
means right. And he skips the Ki Mitzion Tetzeis Torah pasuk. But anyway, he's
Like the first
saying the first two sound more like at least the first one he's saying sounds like some kind of there some kind of statement of choice. The son is just hispashtus. But anyway, so let's go over. So that's the what? The hofas davar she'eino guf klal. That means some kind of manifestation of something that's not physical.
which doesn't have a choice.
The voice doesn't have a choice. That's true. The voice doesn't have a choice. Hispashtus hadavar. Okay. So once again, just in terms of the linguistics of it. In terms of the linguistics of it, when you're talking about a physical being, a physical object, so yitzia means yitzia is like you were saying, or like you were saying, I don't know exactly. Yitzia is describing the emptying out of a mokel, right? It leaves a place. Now, when something leaves the place, the effect of that is it's spreading out. When you go to the non-physical, you're not referring to the place that it's leaving anymore. You're only referring to the hispashtus. Right, the yitzia of the or is not. It's not the yitzia of the dibor. It wasn't in a place, and it didn't go to a new. It just means it's spread
True.
out.
The idea of the D-board is still
That's
in the king's
true.
head.
It's not disconnected from where it came from. In other words, it's still connected. The matter is where it came from. Okay,
Still meyuchas to
it's
where to the
miyuchas,
mako.
but it's
Because
not so
like
much. You said it, where it came from.
Asher Bo'el.
The Shemesh sent it. Hashemesh Yotza al Haaretz.
So you
That
know
just
why it means
means
that, but it's
what it
mean
means
something.
from. Okay, that's good. I
Correction.
mean, it's a hispashtus that is related back to a specific source. Even though it's non-physical, it has that element of Yitzhak. That's right. Good. Okay. So now he says, now the next part is the hard part. So it sounds like the Rambam is doing a lot of double talk. Okay. And let's read it again. And then the Barber has some. The questions, basically, these are the questions that were bothering us. And he formulates them. So he says like this. Now he says, if you're going to take this idea of Yitzia, Lefi Zos, I'm just doing the Ibn T-Bones translation. Lefi Zos HaHasholah, he kol loshin Yitzia shebo lo yisale. So from this extension, from this borrowing, meaning the one that relates to his pashtos. What he calls the horoas, the inyan sheino guf. So from here we get to the idea. That's how you can describe the idea of yitzia to God. How? He says, I'll just read the English. Compare. No. Yeah. The word of God. No, I'm sorry. Where is it? In this figurative sense, we must take every expression of coming out when applied to the Almighty. For instance, behold, the Lord comes out of his place. Okay, let's get that pasuk. Yeshaya, and he says, "Hihine Hashem yotzei mimekomo lifkod avon hayoshev haaretz olav." harugeha. There's a lot more in that pasuk than just Yosef and Yerkamo, right? He's coming out to punish the Avon Yosef Haaretz. Okay. And they'll be, and the land will be the Gilsa Haaretz, but it'll be they'll be driven out. It'll be barren now. The Gilsa Haaretz is Dameha. It'll have a it'll reveal its velosachase od al harugeha. Right? It won't cover up the ones who were killed. Okay. So what does that mean? What does that mean to say Hashem is Yotza Mimakoma? So he says, for example, i.e., the word of God, which until now has been in secret, comes out and will be manifest. Okay. I don't know why he puts that in quotes. The whole thing. He says, meaning to say, something will come into being which had not existed before. For everything now emanating from God is ascribed to his word. So for some reason, the Rambam is going like this. He's saying, what does it mean, Hashem Yotzim Mukomo? It means, Divrei Anistar Ata Mimeno, the word that was hidden until now. And then he says, and what does that mean? That means to say, something new will come into existence, right? Because new things come to existence that are from God's word. And where do you see that? B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, Ruch Tev Kol Tzvaam. And but then that's not enough. So he says, going out, God goes out means the word of God goes out. And what does that mean? That means something is being created, something that did not exist now until now is becoming created, right? Come into being something which had not existed before. Now, why is that the word? Because everything that is created, we say, is attributed to the word of God. Now he says this is a simile. Now, why do we say that God speaks, creates with his word? So he said, well, that's a mashal taken from the conduct of kings who employ the word as the means of carrying their will into effect. Okay. God, however, requires no instrument wherewith to operate in order to perform anything. The effect is produced solely by his will alone. So we say word of God, we say the Dvar Hashem, but that's like a mashal to a king. He says things and they get done. But really, there's no Dvar Hashem that needs to create. It's just his will. He does not employ any kind of speech, as will be explained further on. The verb to come out is thus employed to designate the manifestation of a certain work of God, as we noticed in the interpretation of the phrase. Hold on. The mus hafu'ulos haba'os, right. Me'es ha'malachim. Asher kelehem, but right. So now, so that's the Ram. So it's complicated. He says, God come, Hine Hashem Yotzei Mimakomo is his dibor. What the dibor really means is chadesh, that he's mechad, his chadesh, mashin is chadesh, achar shelo hoya. And that is used, we use as a mashal, him creating a dibor, because that's what a king does. But by him, there's nothing, there's no real dibor. So the Abba Rabin also like this.
Two steps.
Yeah, he says Sheilosi Boze Shnei Devarim. He says, I have two questions on this. First of all, if the Rambam's intention with the word Yitzia is Hischadesh Davar, as what bottom line is, what is the Yitzia? Right? Is it this new thing, something new that comes into existence? So why does he have to get to Dibor? Okay. So you must say his v'husrich lefarish klomer his chayish mash his chayish. Why can't Ram just cut to the chase? He says hine Hashem yotzi mimakomo klomer his chayish mash his chayish. Okay. Okay. V'loseis siba lama koro his chayish divor. So now that he says lama omar yiru divoro. Right. Why does he say that? And now, since he says Devaro, he has to explain how that mean that that really means Chayish Masish Chayish. Lo say Siba Lo Makor is Chayish is Devar. The Amar Ki Kol is Chayish Meitzu Hashem is contributed to his Dibor. The Yosetov Yoser Katzah Hayer Shayomer Yischarish, Mashi Yischarish. Below Yischar Loshon Dibur. He could have just cut out the whole Loshon Dibur. Just said it means that he creates something new. Kevan She'eno HaNirtza Hinei Ki'im HaHischad Shuso. The whole, what he's trying to get at is Hischad Shuso. Why did he first say Dibur, which means Hischad Shuso? Just say Hischad Shuso. That's one question. Second, Lama Evi O Demos HaFulos HaBos Min HaMalachim. Why does he have to bring down that whole thing that it's like a king? It all seems to be extra. So he says, I said like this. So he's very interesting there. I mean, where he goes. So he says the Rambam is always trying to link back from the lashon that's used to describe God from the sources that have the abstraction. So the sources of the lashonos of abstraction that he mentioned before, the lashonos that apply to the non-physical were two, in a sense. I don't know why it keeps getting clearer, but they were two. There was a dibur that comes from a king, right? First two, a dibur that comes from a king, and a hispashtus of or. Okay, so kasher bo lahashil ha'inyan lokel yisparach kutzrach lishtameish me'achas mi'bechinos ha'ashola o'shnem. So the Rambam must employ one of those figures of speech or both.
Otherwise, it's not a
bridge to this idea of using
it. Should use that word if there's no
right.
commonality with the original.
Exactly. Ulefi shelo yomar al Hashem yisbarach kmo sheyomar al Hashemesh sheyesh bo tenua beemes. So you can't say about you can't use the lashon that used by Shemesh by God because Shemesh is moving and that's causing his pashkos. So that's not applicable to God. There's no motion by God. Velo amarnu al hakel yitzia l'she yisroel al haaretz nitzotz or mimenu. You wouldn't be able to say about God there's a yitzia when you see, so to speak, the light from him.
Can't do the nitzotz thing.
Right. You can't say God came out on the earth. Like you say, the sun comes out there. So he wants to say no. It must be when we talk about Yitzia by God, it must be like the Yitzia of Dibor. When we pasuk Hashemesh Yotza al haaretz, lokach sheyomar Yitzia al haharos. So he wants to say that the Rambam is basically combining the two Yitzias. There's the Yitzia of the Dibor, that we can say the Dibor left from the king. And therefore, we can say the dibur is yotza me Hashem. The dibur of Hashem is yotza. The dibur is yotza. But you want to say from the sun, the hispashtus, that there's some kind of haros, some kind of manifestation.
You could have hispashtus without dibur.
Right. Ubavor ze omar yire devaro hanistar kidei shiyiye or shiyivoer hine Hashem yotzi mimakomo. So after he has that idea of the yotze of the dibor, he has to explain it by Hashem. Ki omar yira lokho me Hashemesh, for omar devaro lokho mi yotze dvar. How do you go? He wants to say the yira, because in the expression he says, right, if you look at the Lashon of the Ram, he says, yira divrei anistar ata mimenu.
Basically right? Using these two inyanim as a combo.
That's right.
In other words, he's stripping, but he's saying it's like Dibor, not like Shemesh, the physical.
That's right.
But it's like Dibor. But it's not even really like Dibor, because the Shemesh doesn't have any Dibor.
It's not like it's more like, and it's like the Shemesh in the fact that it's a Yireh. He wants to try to put that together. Yireh, he wants to say, comes from, he on my Yireh that he took from Shemesh. And when he says Devaro, that he took from Devar HaMelech.
But really, you can strip both when it comes to God. Because you don't
Right.
have one by this one, and you don't have the other one by that one.
Ulefisha ein Hashem Yisbarach dibor velo yitzdak yinkein olav ma she yitzdak al ha-melech v'amalka. But in truth, there is no dibor, so it doesn't really work. It's not truly the way it's applied by the king and the queen. Lochein yitzdarech lomar klomar hischadish ma she hischadish. Ki hayos ha-hischadshos hu ha-nirtza be-emes v'yitzia. That's really what he's trying to do. That's the truth. That's really what is appropriate to say about Yitzhiya is the Hischadshus. But he's saying, Ulefisha Yiksha Imkain, Hayos HaShola, Bilti Maskemas, Ima Posak Shehavi, Lechain Omar, Kikol Mischadesh Meito Yuchas Ledevoro. Let's Lomar HaYitzhiya, Tomid Toma Al Hadibor. Really, Yitzhiya is a reference to Dibor.
Is that it's not really a Dibor, like it isn't by the sun, and it's not really physical, like it isn't by the
Melech. He says, so now to align it up with that type of an expression that something is leaving the king or the queen, Omar, he says there is a demus bepulos that comes from kings, meaning kings, malachim hakli asher yesh lahem lahavi ritzoneihem hu adibor. So how does a king get his will done? Dibor. V'shem yisbarach ein tzarach dibor. V'gam lo yechshar bo dibor. But God doesn't need Dibor, and it's not proper to attribute Dibor to him. He ain't lo kli a Dibor Hagashmi. He doesn't have a mouth. Ulechein a Dibor shir yo'os lo. What's the proper way to understand the term Dibor by God? That's just the Hischadshus HaDvarim. Something. The Yira mi Divrei Harav shelo yikara yitzia al Hischadshus HaDvarim HaTevi'im. Okay, he wants to say, according to the Rambam, it implies Yitzhiya is not talking about natural creation, but Teva, but some kind of nace. But let's think it through over here. It's very interesting the way he puts it. I was just trying to say like this. It's a very interesting thing. He's saying when you're using the Lashon Yitzhiya by God, so it has to be in line with the Yitzios that he just described in the Eino Guf, in the case of Eino Guf. In the Eino Guf, he has two expressions, Dibor leaving the mouth of the king, or the Dvar HaMalka, the talk of, but it's basically talking about Dibor, okay? That's one. That means to say that the, or Divrei Torah, right? That means to say you can attribute the leaving to the Dibor. The Dibor went out, right? That's a non-physical going out. Or you can say Hashemesh Yotza al Haaretz. That means to say that there is some kind of a people become there's a manifestation. You can also talk about the Shemesh coming out because there's some manifestation of its nitzotzos. Okay. Just purely in terms of effect. You're not really talking about a yitzia in the sense like the word. The word has a different idea of yitzia than the or.
The or was out there already. It's just blocked from view.
Right. So he says, when you're talking about, when you're attributing it to God, he wants to say, you can't say, he really wants to say it's what you see, this new manifestation, like the light. But you can't talk about God like the Shemesh. You can't say about God that God came out, like we said about the Shemesh that he came out. So when we're talking about the manifestations of the Hischadshus, you can't attribute the word Yitzhiya to God because you see his manifestation, because that would be saying about God that he moved. That's what he's trying to get at. So he says, therefore, you have to say it's about the Dibor that went out. We could talk about the We could take the Dibur Pasuk of ki, of Adover Yotza Mipi HaMelech and Kiyeti Dvar HaMalka and say it's the Dibur that we're describing as leaving, as going out. And where do we see, and what is its coming out? Basically, the manifestation of what was created. So when we say that God is Yotza Mimakomo, how do we use the word Yotza? It's basically, it's like the Dvar Hashem is Yotza. Why? Because from the Dvar Hashem, it's like the hispan, it's like the or is, it's like there's a manifestation of the effect, which relates back to Yitzia of the cause, which we'll call the Dvar. Because Davar and Dibur have the language of leaving. But we can't say fully like Kiyeti Dvar Malka, because nothing new was created by the Dvar Malka. It's just the word itself got around. And we can't say Hashemesh Yotza al Arts because that means it's true, something new occurs. It's now light and it wasn't light before, but we can't attribute that motion to the source like we can attribute it to the sun. So we have to, that's why he says the Rambam has to say it's partly the Dibur. We're going to take both elements of the prior Pesukim and combine them when we're talking about Yotza of God. The thing that we're calling moving will be the Dibur. But it's the idea of its motion is more its manifestation of the hischashus. So that's why he has to. That's what he wants to say. Something along those lines. It's pretty ingenious. And it's mufrach because it's true. The Ram is building up a vocabulary and is extending it from the physical to the non-physical and then to God. So there must be some idea in those non-physical examples that he gave. That he's applying to God. So that's why he's doing that. Okay. Now the Ram goes, takes a second point. He says like this. V'kivon sheyitzia hush'ala lehofas pu'ula mipulos. Since leaving, or he translated coming out, is used to describe something that is being created, right? The verb to come out is thus employed to designate the manifestation of a certain work of God, as we noticed in the interpretation of the phrase, behold, the Lord comes out of his place. In a similar manner, the term shuv, to return, has been figuratively employed to denote the discontinuance of a certain act according to the will of God. Okay. So you have Yetziah is the manifestation of a hischadshus adavar by the Dibor, by the Dvar Hashem, and Shiva Shuv is a histalkus osa peula behesem ritzon haloki. It is the removal of that action, of that peula, in accordance with the will of God. What does that mean? V'kach nemar. Eilecha v'ashuva el mikomi. I will go back to my place. What does that mean? That's hashmoos he. It tells you the histalkus me'itanu shel hashchina. Okay. It is a removal from us of the shchina, which always we need to investigate what we mean by that, which was amongst us. Hamovila, which causes heder hashkacha. It's a very interesting moment. So it's not directly a reference to the removal of the hashkacha. It's elecha ve'ashuva el makomi. He says is really talking about the shechina, but that causes the removal. It's movil, the removal of the hashkacha, like it says in the warning, va'azav tim. I leave. V'histarti fonai mehem. V'hayolecho. Now you're just left to abandon to be eaten. Umitzau rose rabos v'tzaros. In other words, it's a siluk hashkacha. Mishum she'im te'ader hashkacha. When the hashkacha is removed, yufkar. They're abandoned to chance. Okay. V'ye'osem matara l'kol ma she'olo likro. And it become like a target, so to speak, to any type of chance. Okay.
He's not shofin and but not mashgiach.
That's right.
So.
He says, for when man is deprived of divine protection, he is exposed to all dangers and becomes the butt of all fortuitous circumstances. Yeah, fortuitous doesn't mean good, just means chance. His fortune, people misuse that word, his fortune and misfortune then depend on chance. Alas, how terrible a threat. This is the idea contained in the words, Eilecha v'ashuva el mekom. Yeah. So, interesting. El mekomi. Interesting. I will leave. I will return, just like Hinei Hashem Yotzei Mimekomo. It's interesting. Makom, right? Is a tie to Yitzhak. And that expresses an idea of Teula Hischadshus. So too, Shiva is a sealer for that. So the Barbanel first starts off with a basic question. He says, why didn't the Rambam have a new parak about Shiva? And why didn't he, or why didn't he start out this parak with two words? Yatza and Shiva. So that one he says, and how come he has no psukim
You have it for Mayim Yatsova Shova devotion to Melor Halalit. What is it? By Noah?
Yona?
Noah.
Yeah, he has Holoch by the water.
Oh, Halach Vashov.
Does that have a show?
Yotzer.
Yeah, but isn't there?
You mean, but why does they show? And he could have quoted the shoves. He says, yeah, to the next part. Halitha Shabbat. He had it by the water. Where's that? In the next bus. In the next. Holoch v'chosa. Holoch v'chosa.
Let's
Amayim ha'yu holoch v'chosa. Do they have shav? So he says there's no pasuk by shav. That's why the Rambam doesn't have a separate parakons.
Shuvu ha'mayim. Yeah.
Depression, you know.
I actually might
by a shoe or it's a loaf for show. Yes.
know, it's a good question. So let's see, he says, let's see what he says. Lama Havi Arav, Sheet of Shiva. Or join it together in the beginning of the parak and say Yitzia and Shiva. So he says, my answer is Shiva Oso. I guess he means for the non-physical. Do you have anything for the non-physical of Shiva? You have Yitzia, but non-physical. Like the pole.
Israel.
So you have the kol is yatzah. You don't have the kol is shav. So he says you don't have. He just didn't. There is no intermediary step of Shiva that will be borrowed directly from the psukim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you can only use it as an inverse of yatzah. So the extension comes. It's a new kind of extension. It's interesting. Since shav is the opposite of yatzah. And you have the lashon of yatzah by the non-physical. From that itself is where you get the shav by the non-physical. So that's why the Rambam doesn't have a separate parak from it, because it doesn't exist as its own subject to go from the physical expression to a non-physical expression to God.
That the gzeira shava by metzora,
yatzah
v'shav,
what is
and
it?
what
Bo shav, right? Bo shav. Bo coin v'shav coin. Yeah. So that's what he says. That's why he doesn't have its own parak. Okay, fine. That's why he says when he introduces shav, he says it was all we already had sheela for yatzah, So now we're going to get it to Shiva. Fine. Russell, I mean, Ash, okay. Now, that's an interesting deduction. He says, just like he says, he's saying Shaz comes from Yotzah. And you see by the Shiva, he says specifically, it's from his Ratzon. He says it's histalkus osa pula behesem l'ratzon herlovi. Again, what's going on here? So therefore, they'll tell us in 10 minutes that there was another. Okay, so repent. So he says just like this Shiva, the Ram says is ritzoni. So therefore, you want to say the Yitzia is also not referring to just the natural order of things.
How about the other pasuk in Hosea? Ilachov yashuvo elishi harishon.
Okay, but now he's troubled with the question of what does it mean? What is the shuva referring to? The hashkacha or the shchin or physical shchina? Okay, so he quotes Ephodi and Narboni. And he says like this: Ani achsho bozesh a Rav Yomar, the parak chav hey, okay. Deremizas hamokom yiyuchad l'shchina. So he says the Rambam says in parak chav hey, whenever he uses the word that whenever there's the lashon of mokom, that's a remez to shchina, because the or hanivra hamuchash, which is the or hanivra hamuchash, because that's physical. So you can assign place to a physical object. But the hashkacha doesn't have a physical character to say it resides in a place. So you don't use the reference of mokom with hashkacha. As used in Parakafe, we could believe him on this, I guess. You use the reference of mokom to the physical or hanivra. So mipnei hayos hakdama zos. So if you accept this hakdama, so that's what the Rambam means here. Ashuva el Makomi is Me'achasha Ramaz Makom Hine Yirmos Behechrach Rashchina. Since the Pasuk is referencing place, it must be talking about Shchina. Behua or Hanivra, Shehoya Tomid Nikash.
Well, Ashkacha can't be in place. Right. Ashkacha is a manifestation of a certain.
Right, so he says it means like this: there's a physical Hashkacha, there's a physical Hashra Shchina in the Mikdash. And it says, that Shechina will tala misham v'tashiv l'makoma.
Right, and the Shechina, the presence of the Shechina is what causes hashkacha. But he can't say he's being mashkiach over them over here, and then he moves to somewhere else, he's mashkiach, but they're not there, so it doesn't affect anything. That's crazy.
Right, he says, v'yideh shiva lo lios lo makom or leo shetoshiv shama. Doesn't mean it's going to go back to a place, really. Ki im lahoros al histalkus. Very nice. This is true. He said when it says elecha ve'ashuv el makomi, it's just a mashal, but it means to say that the shechina will be removed. You call it going back to its place, but it means to say it's a mashal for the physical shechina that was present in the mikdash being removed.
It's failing to be manifest from its source any longer.
That's right. Leze Amar Rav Inyan Ha'alos Hashchina. That's why he says it means the moving of the Shechina. What's Lomar Shein Aleinu Shiva Hashkacha El Makom Echad Lemala. You can't say that the Hashkacha went up. Kingim Ha'alos Hashchina. Asher Hayisa Besochenu Me Aleinu. What's Lomar Ha'alos Me Aleinu Hashchina Asher Hayisa Besochenu. Okay, get it. That's right.
Just
good practice.
Well, there's 10 things that Gemara. That moved 10 times, right?
What's that?
It went from one groove to the right, one groove, then to the other groove, and then to the Arabayas.
Right.
Yeah, and Yechezkel. It's all these.
Right.
The process of
the Rambam quoted into that. Sounds like you're saying the Lashon of Ha'alos is a reference to that idea in Like Moshe saying. So you see, when Chazal say they interpret that pasuk of Na'ale Me'al Hakruv as something physical moving from place to place, so there has to be the Gashmi, the Shechina, that's Nivra. Even though it sounds like it's talking about some kind of physical, I guess, I don't know, location of what it means to go back to his place. Omar Rav Akavanahu Halos me agvol masha mi menu. The Moshe goes of Nala me alak the roof. I'm not sure. Let me say that it's removed. The idea of returning is not physically going back to a specific place, but it's being removed from us. Now he says, Hine his bormizeh masha hevi Rav the Faish Ashuva is talking about the Shechina. The law, and we also explain why he doesn't talk about the Hashkacha or about Nevuah, because those don't have any remes to Makom. V'hinei Omar Asher Nimshach Achareha He'ed Hashkacha Banu. Yeah, it's beautiful the way he puts it. Says, after that, that is Asher Nimshach Achareha He'ed Hashkacha. I mean, it's perfect. I mean, definitely saying it's the removal of the physical Shechina, which it, after that, in its wake, so to speak, is the removal of the Hashkacha.
What are we saying that this is like?
The Or and Nivra. Yeah. Right. Now listen to this. Lefisha Motza Rav HaPasuk She'omar Eilecha V'ashuv El Makomi Ad Asher Yi'ashmu Bikshu Ponai. Let's find the Pasuk. Get the rest of that Pasuk. I've got it right here. He says, I will return to my place. Right. Ad asher yeshmu uvikshu fonai. They will be guilty, right? And they will seek out my face. Batzar lehem yishachru nini. Yeah, hold on. In their affliction, they will seek me earnestly. Okay, I will go out and return to my place. It's the end of hey. Until they acknowledge their offense, right? Either share yeshmo and seek my face. Uvikshu fonai. But this is batar lohem in their affliction, yishach ru nini. They will seek me earnestly. Okay, so he says, since that's the end of the pasuk, so the Ram says, "Mashir Omar ubikshu fonai batzar lohem." They're going to search out my face, right? In their affliction. So Yoresh lo haya hayigud al hashkacha v'im lo haya kein hine lo yichush Yisrael b'stalkus hashchina v'akavod.
Targum ele chashuva asalek shechinasi asuvlin dor kodshi.
Interesting.
I mean, it's open and
right.
And hard.
Right. So what's that? Yorush loha yahayyud al hashkafa. Right.
It's insane.
Right.
Hashkafa is removed from the mela. That's like that. That's like the case at Gershwin's house this morning.
What's
with
that?
With the DNR.
I do.
Right? They don't go into the room. Shkacha to be manifest.
Right. And it was the Barbanel's bothered. Why does the Rambam, after he says two things, it's the Rambam, first of all, the Rambam definitively saying that the removal or the return is referring to something that has physical place, and therefore it's referring to the Shechina, the physical Shechina. And he says, but the physical Shechina, when the physical Shechina is left, leaves, he says, "Nim shachachareha heder hashkocha." Afterwards, kind of leaves the hashkocha. Okay, and he says, and that is the prophet is foretelling misfortune. Okay, and he says, "This is a totally different passage from Garm, and I will hide my face from them, and they will be devoured." So why is he bringing in this pasuk of ponai? So the Abarbanel is saying, the same goes, the rest of that pasuk in Hosea references Panai. It says, Ubikshu Panai. Eilech Eilech Ashuva El Makomi. I'll remove the physical shechina. Adash Yeshmu Ubikshu Panai. So he says, so he's trying to answer that what that punai is in that pasuk. That's what he's trying to say. I don't have it though exactly. So he says like this. Velamalo pirshu, okay. Hine ash omar asher nimshachare heder ashkocha bon. Pishamotha rava pasuk shomar ele ashuva el makomi asher yeshmu vikshu ponai. Batra lemishach runi. So it says, Ali, the Shekhinah will leave. They will admit their guilt and seek my face. Okay.
Okay.
V'im lo haya kein. Now, what does that mean? Oh, I'm sorry. U'me'asher omar u'bikshu panai batzalem. And since it says they'll seek my face in their troubles, that shows. Why? Because right. So why should they be afraid?
Right. Because who cares? Okay, as long as he's watching over us, who cares if he does it from afar?
So therefore, the Rambam says, "Asher nimshach acharei." No, when the Shechina leaves, drawn after that is the removal of hashgacha. V'im kein kasher omar ubikshu fonai, ratzlomar bikshu hashgachosi. They'll look for my hashgacha.
Then mameila they'll get.
Ulefish nimshach haheder achar hastalkus hakavod jezacha. So once they lose the Shechina. So Nimshach after that is the kavod, the panai. Ulechein hevi arav pasuk v'yistarti panai me'am. Lo levar halos hashchina. That's not explaining the shchina, but it's rather to show you shepinei panai hanizkar v'pasuk v'vikshu panai is talking about hashkacha. Like it says v'yistarti panai me'am. That's hashkacha.
That's it.
And if you'll say Sheshne Advarm Hichriach Me Oso Pasuk, maybe you'll say both of those things are from that same Pasuk, meaning what? First it says Eilech Ashuva El Mekomi is the Shechina, and then Panai is talking about they'll lose the Hashgacha. Lefisha Hischeiloso V'chora Api Bayomahu V'azavtin V'starti. Oh no, that's the other Pasuk. The other Pasuk. So first it says v'chora api bayomahu v'azav tim
is the shechina,
right? V'istarti ponai me'am v'yalecho. Hinei b'mashar v'azav tim, that's the shechina, right?
Can you have more without the olim?
Well, good question. V'kina u'mashar omar ov v'istarti ponai me'am, that shows you it's talking about the hashkacha. Right, and what it means like this: Adasher Yeshmu Ubikshu Ponai Batzalem Mishachrunim. Meaning, Saros will come as an Onesh. Maybe you'll say that. Maybe it means no, that they will be under Onesh. So that's why the Rambam says no. It means a Histalkus. These things will come the Mikra to behead their Hashra. Don't think it also means. That don't think the pasuk is referring to some kind of a hashkacha of onesh. No, it's referring to a sibuk hashkacha. Then tomar ulayim kain beheder hashkacha yikabel Yisrael toelas im hay initial the mikra late the volera. So okay, Now they have some benefit. I mean, they can do for themselves. So therefore, he says, "Uma kasha zehayir." That's why the Rambam ends off. So this is a terrible proclamation. Why? Because nisha lemikra kasha ma'od who a love. Why? Lefisha yisrael yoso tomed ad hena mushkach lo hayashalem b'seichel hamasi li natzol me'am mikrim li shama me'am. But since up until this point they were under Ashgacha, they're basically not well equipped to deal with things on their own. That's why Mikra is bad.
So it says in the beginning of Shofar that they were not Malumadei Milcham.
Right.
They don't know how to do war.
V'kasher yishar v'lemikra yishayev alayim behechrok ros harbish yosem asher yikra umos. They'll be worse off than other nations. They that's the argument for the state of Israel these days. We can protect ourselves. Maybe you'll say it's not talking about the removal of the Hashkafa. That's what it's referring to. Okay. Anyway. Ramala Diber Beshiva. Oh, one second. All right, getting a little too deep here. Anyway, but the basic point is what? That you see from here, he's trying to explain why is he bringing the pun. I think he's making a good point. He's saying, that's reference to the Shechina. But what comes in that? What does that indicate or cause? A histalkus of Hashkacha. And when it says the Panai in that pasuk, in the end of that pasuk, that they're going to search Panai, that means to say, that doesn't mean that when it says in the first part Ashuva El Makomi, it's directly referring to a removal of Ashkacha, it's referring to the removal of Shechina, but that causes the removal of Ashkacha. And that Panai is, you see, Histarti Panai Mehem is talking about Ashkacha. Hashkacha is removed. And then if you'll say, so okay, so we're left on our own, that's not the worst thing in the world. And he says, no. Since they were up to this point under that care, for them it's a terrible yid with all the anti-Semitism and their inability to take care of themselves. Okay. Anyway, that is Al Kain Kina B'Devarav Eilecha V'Ashuva El Mekomi. He's trying to explain in the end why he has to say that again. Not clear. Why does he have to say that again? Eilecha kama kasha iom ze al kain kina b'devarav. He sounds like he's saying he doesn't want to say it in such a, since it's a terrible iom, it says it with a kinoi. Eilecha v'ashuv al makom. Okay, but anyway, the next parak he brings back this eilecha and. Because now he talks about the word halicha. He brings back this pasuk one more time. What's the elicha part of the yeshua? Okay. All right. So we'll try to pick up next.